And we're live.
Hello, everybody. Maybe not. Yes.
Yes.
Maybe. You are now live.
Shalom, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
good morning.
Monday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Yellow day.
Yellow day.
Banana day.
Banana day.
Don't know how to
eat your
bananas.
Sunday. It's the Sunday. Look at the sun. Stare into it till you get the cold.
Get the cold.
Get the cold from the sun.
Ooh, it's so much fun.
It's so much fun to get the cold from the sun.
Good morning, all. Welcome. We love you. Thank you for joining the highest vibrational live stream in all of creation.
So it's crack-a-whacking, everybody. Happy full moon in Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, today's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Damn it, we're day early prepping. happy day after 5-5 portal. Anyone still alive? People are still alive. We're coming in this.
Currently pending processing. Cannot compute. The portal.
Five portal. AI.
AI, I am.
AI, I am.
I am here.
Input.
Have no fear.
Need more input.
Calling in Buzz Lightyear.
We saw someone spazzing yesterday. It was incredible.
Glitching.
The glitch is real, guys.
You gotta do the full on body like.
He was like.
Mom. The chest came out too. Like,
oh no.
A morphing.
Oh my god.
There's no hiding. God. There's no hiding now.
Right. Oh,
robots are revealing themselves.
Oh my god.
Tourette's.
Oh my god.
It was never really Tourette's.
Oh no. Oh no. Here we go. They're coming out of the woodwork now, man. Someone was asking, I'm curious, what happens once we enter 5D? I don't know, we get on the starship and we're like, excuse me, we out here as a bitch. What'd you say?
Fuck if we know. Right.
We'll let you know when we get there. We'll send you a postcard.
We live in the unknown.
We don't know what's going on.
We surrender.
We just know Mother God. And we love her.
This new earth is being created in the night.
It's whatever we want to do, man. What do we want to do?
See, this is true.
Whatever brings you joy.
To create from your heart.
Homie G-Dog.
Homie churros?
Whatever brings you joy, homie G-Dog.
Homie G-Dog.
We gangsters go. Let's keep it straight.
5D is not on Earth.
Oh no.
It's
5D.
The new Earth.
5D is not on Earth. It's all holograms. No, I'm just kidding.
The holograms dissolving into 5D Earth.
Yeah, it's we're gonna be here, people. It's okay. I want to see if you go on the street. I want to see if I can see you peek out.
You just see your little hair clip.
No.
No, you can't see her. It's okay.
Okay.
Everybody knows if you're in the Yippee chat that mom was pushing energy pretty much till 4 a.m. this morning. And during the portal, it's always different than what mom typically does. So that's why she was moving energy all night. And obviously, we have the full moon tomorrow, so that's another energy portal back-to-back. So mom was pushing all that energy through, and information came through yesterday where mom was clearing while she was on the last little bits of separation and getting the Lucifer energies off the planet, which are kind of the same where,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is a representation of obviously Father's energetics, but also the Jehovah energies, the Luciferian energies. They're pretty much the same. It's just separation in a different term. A couple different little energetics, but pretty much the basis is the same of separation. So Mom needed to clear, is working on clearing that so that she can clear the last of the lower frequencies so Father can come into full embodiment. But yesterday something was off because we were like, okay, there's no way Mom's going through something and it's this intense. But she's only clearing these last little bits of stuff that she's already done. So we tapped in and we were feeling something with clearing the timeline change or clearing the timelines and the portal of realizing that all of this, you know, the energy, bless you, all of the inorganicness that cannot continue through this 5-5 portal. And what that meant was that the timeline was being cleared because none of that stuff can make it through the portal. And that's where the collapse of 3D is starting. And it already has, but now it's going to go at a faster rate through this portal. Every portal Mom has seen less and less beings go through. There's been actual portals where it was around, I'm pretty sure it was 2012. And after the winter solstice, which is where in 2012, everybody felt that the world was ending. And from the spiritual community side of 2012, they felt that we were ascending. So, and that starships were gonna decloak and that we would be in the new earth. Obviously, we weren't fucking ready at all back then to even accomplish that. So after that, Mom had a huge group chat going and she entered 5D consciousness at that time. So when she entered 5D consciousness, she felt that she was actually doing a live video at the time when she felt the 5D consciousness enter. And the next day, because it didn't go how the light workers were envisioning it, of the starships coming and all of these, the world ending for 3D and all these things, Mom straight up lost like 100 and something people through this portal. She was like, the next day, nobody was in my chat. And that's when Mom recognized that less and less people were making it through these portal gateways. Literally everybody in 2012 fell off because they, you know, they were pissed because it wasn't what they wanted. So through each portal, we've noticed that every single time, less and less people were sticking around, and we would lose people on the live stream and stuff like that through the portals. Obviously, that energy has kind of flipped where if you're real, you love Mom, you're sticking to it, and more people are coming around in that sense. But in terms of 3D, none of that stuff, it's getting squeezed out. So the more that we go through these portals, the less inorganic stuff that is making it through, and now it's at that cutoff point. And that's why Mom started to clear the timeline. And then Jermaine came through and said that she wasn't clearing the 27,000 year timeline. It was actually a 77,400, you know, anyways, around 77, something, 77, something, 77,400, something.
It was a long time. It took
it was a long ass fucking timeline. Okay? Okay, if we just want to put it in those layman's terms, it was a long ass fucking timeline. And Mom, all she was, when she's going through deep processing, she has a hard time hearing the galactic. She can hear them very vaguely. So she could basically like faintly hear Saint Germain be like, you're clearing a 77,000-ish year timeline. And she was like, well, what the fuck? So we had realized that this is happening because it'll be the first time Father's in embodiment, all of these energetics are relevant on the planet. So that if he's here physically, which he hasn't been in full embodiment, it's gonna be a whole different energetic ball game with Father being here in the physical to clear this timeline with able to. She did have visions back in the day years ago, Father going down and destroying the Atlantean timeline, but again, that was a vision, which is the etheric realm. It wasn't, Father wasn't here yet. So that's where the whole difference is where when the energy manifests through physicality, it's again completely different than when Mom clears it energetically. And that's because it goes faster to manifest in the physical. That's why Mom is still down here, because everything goes faster when Mom's, it goes through the physical vessel. She's done all the energetic, she's like, when I see the energetic layout of this planet, I see new earth, but it's not physically manifesting yet because it's not coming through enough vessels to spark that mass, that critical mass and the mass awakening yet. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going quickly, but we have to be the ones to integrate this energy. If there's not enough of us to integrate it, it's not going to go as fast.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I do want to share is a recent experience that we get to experience these things all the time, but just to kind of give you guys the perspective of Mother's omnipresence and how she works through different vessels. It was through three different beings. They all got the same vision, okay? They got the same vision of being held by Mother, and as they zoomed out, she was the whole universe. And funny enough, one of the girls we did a session with, she wrote a poem and drew the image that was exactly described that Hope had a similar experience with, and we had another being who had a very similar experience having the same vision, all coming through three different vessels. Okay, they never spoke about it, but it all was the same thing, because that's Mom. She's working through things to get us to gather and unite and recognize that there is this omnipresence of God literally bringing us mystic events, combination of all of them. But you can't ignore this stuff, right? It's so significant when you start to see how these those three different pieces together from separate timelines all the same timeline. And that's what we are experiencing. All timelines are collapsing into the one highest timeline, which is Mother's timeline. She holds the unified field. And just like Hope was saying, this is the first time we've had balanced harmonics on the planet. That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is huge because from prime source, the first fractal, everything now then trickles down.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of what humanity is going to have to get over is the fantasy, you know, thinking they know better than God, thinking that they can't trust God nor themselves, that they have to look for outside validation to prove what they're doing, whereas everything you already need to know is already in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a big, big way the cabal has sideswiped your spiritual evolution. You don't trust yourself, and most importantly, you don't trust God. Mom always says, let love handle the details. Who's love? Mom. I've seen it over and over again. We get caught up in some of these thought loops, and we're not being present, and we're not trusting love. And what happens? More chaos comes in, more unbalancedness comes in. So it's like, okay, hold up, wait a minute. Let me take a step back. Don't attach, surrender,
mm-hmm.
let the energy flow through and be malleable with it, change with it. Because that's the only constant is change. You can't get stuck in or you to serve God first. And this is, again, the biggest hurdle for people because they don't realize by giving everything to God, you get everything back. In fact, more. In fact, you've been getting more from God than you could ever imagine. You wouldn't be here if God wasn't here, or if God didn't create you. You wouldn't be breathing the air unless God was here. So begin to cultivate that appreciation, that attitude of gratitude as you go about your day. This will ease your process through it and will allow the golden nuggets, the magical synchronistic events to really flow in, because now you're present, you're centered, and you are aware. Don't stare. Be aware.
Don't stare.
And hit the share.
And hit the share. But will humans with head injuries or brain damage be okay, or are they getting moved? Where in Nimuru? Where do you want mom to put the brain damage people? With the brain damage folk? No, I'm just kidding. They'll be healed. They'll be okay. They'll make it somehow, some way. With the energetics, they will go through a healing process. But you know, mom can heal everything. If people have brain damage, which most of us have, holes in the brain, injuries, anything like that, mom can heal it. We just have to be the ones to reach out to her. She can heal everything. She's just not going to do it unless it's brought to her awareness. In the physical or in the etheric realm, she needs to know what's going on. You can't just, you know, assume that mom's going to take care of it. You need to connect to her.
Bring it to her physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I've noticed a lot. Everyone's like, well, I already talked to her in the etheric. Great. But are you bringing it to her physical experience? That's a big step forward, because mom is ascending the planet and we're taking our physical bodies with us. So her experience has to do with us bringing this information to her so that we can co-create. You know, she is God, so she's constantly working, constantly doing stuff. So in many cases, she won't look at something unless you bring it up to her. Then she can look at the files, look at all the tapes, be like, okay, no, you are a whore, get the fuck out.
Boom, baby.
And you know, I know we cuss on this live stream and we show how passionate we are for this mission, for God. But one thing you should be very, very clear on, if you're getting triggered, it's within you. Yeah, there's something to look at. There's something to take responsibility for. And I know I mentioned this yesterday with Pop's live stream, was that, you know what? There's so much more power. And if it doesn't resonate with you, fuck it. If it doesn't, bring it on, angels. Oh, you see something with me? Bring it on. Let me transform that so that we can get through it together. Right? It's a completely different approach on your spiritual evolution. No longer are you a weak-ass little bitch. Now you are a tough warrior of God. And you energy. Don't run away. You know, be part of it. Surrender to it. And here blaming each other for it. Or, you know, oh, well, she said that. And he did this. And I'm still remembering that one time 4 years ago when you, you know, took my donut. Right? So it's all these things that we're holding on to, all these grudges for no reason, because that's not true reality. It's this energy that wants to keep us in separation, which mom has abolished, basically. We're down to the last tiny, eagly, little, niggly bits. So this is your empowerment now. Now you can take your life back, embody your higher self, be your greatest, grandest version as you're serving God.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm sorry, the questions today are just too fucking body. And if the food shortage will help with this, I don't know, the food shortage will probably start a fucking riot, to be honest. Mm-hmm. People are already feeling revolting against tests where it's a multidimensional experience that we're it is a test for everybody to go within, but it's also a test for everybody to no longer placate to the government's rules. And the stuff is just getting worse out there about the restrictions of going into public places, the masks, all these different things. It's getting more and more strict where they're taking the freedom away from everybody, but it's also humanity's test where they need to, you know, feel into what's actually going on, go inwards for this soul journey. You're not going to get anywhere if you're constantly bypassing and not doing the being yesterday, and she was saying how got led to one of our social media pages and she booked a session. And she was like, it was just only within the last month of the quarantine where I started to research things. And that was, again, was supposed to be the what the experience was. People were starting to question, okay, why are we here? What's going on? And start doing research in these moments of quarantine, but instead it was bypassed. So this is, again, where people are getting restless. They want to go back to 3D because they're struggling financially, and that this is what the cabal wanted, is that they wanted everybody suffering so that, again, they couldn't focus on their inner work. If you can't really get into a meditative state or feel into things or feeling around you, if you're stressed about making ends meet for your family, it's just not going to happen. You're not going to, your ego or those beings in ego are going to spin. They're going to be like, I don't have time to focus on this. I need to, you know, feed my family. And it's just getting intense. I saw a video of this dude like beating a woman as she left this store with pizza and stole her pizza. I was like, bro, are you really disgusting. That hungry that you fucking stole this sweet little old lady's pizza? And that's where people are getting in this desperate mode, fight or flight. They're not doing their inner work, and they stress. Nobody really knows what proper abundance means. A lot of people aren't on the soul path. We keep, you know, we see the people around us, and we see our individual journey, and we're like, it's so hard to even imagine why these people aren't choosing it. And I was talking to Bobby yesterday. I was like, I'm choosing it. And she was like, I know. It's like we were just going on and on about it. It's weird to us, and it's probably firsthand how foreign it looks when people can see it. And it's like, how can you choose to live this life anymore? Mm-hmm. And so many people are just so stupid and so dumbed down that they what's actually happening.
Right. The unconsciousness is so deep. It's so heavy that literally people don't even realize their behaviors, how they're acting, how they're playing out these lower energies, because they're in that vibration, even though they've done it. Mm-hmm. Because it's that deep. So you have to be encouraged in these moments to stay positive. And although people are not getting it, they have something else planned for themselves. Their higher selves are working with mom, and they know that in these scenarios, it might take a little more to jolt them awake. It might take a little more pressure.
Like what? Like, I don't even know anymore. I don't know what it will take.
And what's coming to me, obviously, are like larger catastrophes, things that are going to really push people into their divinity, because they're not going to have a choice anymore. Their comforts will be stripped away. And I know Mother has said this along with Robin, and that is that humanity is going to have to experience what Mother had to experience. Whether it might be a smaller, lesser form, it still has to be experienced for humanity, so they can then relate to God and what she had to do for us just to get us to this point. Now, you do your spiritual work, you start instilling your spiritual disciplines, you know, you don't have to take that route. But again, we're at a point now where people are just not waking up. We got that other wave that came in, it was so smooth, it was instant, people are getting it. We got the sync events going on, we're feeling it, we're vibing it, but there's still that whole other population who is still in that deep density, that deep doo-doo, that they don't even see what they're doing.
Right.
So
it'll be interesting, because there's so many different levels of consciousness that are on this planet, and to see each one, you know, people are leveling up to some extent, but there are people that are just so deeply lost and so deep in the illusion that they can't even comprehend what's going on. All they know is being run by society and allowing this to overrun them. Mm-hmm. And everybody has to get to the point where you have to see what's going on around you and choose not to participate, is to see it and be like, something's not right. Why is this the way that it is? And start questioning things. You're not gonna get anywhere, and people aren't gonna get anywhere. We can't force anybody, so we know that. But also, these beings out there, they don't question anything. They don't question the way society's functioning or running. They don't question it, and again, they don't see the dysfunction that, because they're just so in it, they're so part of it. And it is sad in many cases that people are missing out on probably some of the grandest, I mean, they are the grandest moments on this planet, but for them and their personal journey back to mom, just completely bypassing it, not focusing on it. And it's like, what is the reason to keep living? And so many people in society just don't want to be here. They're miserable. They've given up because there's nothing that the illusion can offer. And as you can see, the difference with the quarantine, these things have been taken away. And things that bring us external happiness and joy, being able to be with people and do the same 3D things all over again, and go to the bar, go to these different things, go shopping.
Yeah.
And to them, that's so detrimental, because that's all they know is external joy.
Right.
Nothing can bring them internal joy. And I see my friends out there in 3D that, well, they're not really like friends anymore, but still old friends. And you know, they're just so miserable. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting in bed all the time. And it's like, how can you sit there and not want to do anything, or just not want to grow, not want to research, not want to read a spiritual book or anything like that? Like, they don't even know. So it gets so deep, and that is the hardest part to look at, is because a lot of it's our family and friends are deep in the illusion. But the best thing that we can all do is keep doing what we're doing. Families that are connected to us will evolve with us, not at the same rate as us, but genetically, because we're connected, they will be able to level up in some terms because of the work we're doing, which is why this is the highest service. You're being of service to those around us, and you're pushing that energy, that higher frequency out. And it's again hitting the collective consciousness in your area. It's affecting your family, your friends, but they have to choose. Everybody has to choose to just no longer be dumbed down by the system. And at this point, it's so close to breaking. There's so many different pieces. And I've seen, as we try to post things for family and friends, they just don't care. And that's probably the most heartbreaking thing, is like, how do you not care?
Well, we'll have a lot of closet watchers where they're like, yeah, I'm like, oh, Yeah, you're watching. You know, we know you're watching, but they're not participating. And it's just this whole idea of making humanity weak. Bottom line is they just made us weak. They made us complacent. Mm-hmm. They wanted us to attach to our comforts. Like, okay, here I am, I'm on the planet, let me go find some comfort, you know, in other words, let me go find a hole to go live in, because that's what they did. They formulated it in such a way where they made you feel you were free, but in actuality, you've been put in a tiny little box and with a false sense of freedom.
Right.
And that's why in these moments, deep in finding that passion again. And it is frustrating as you try to put this information out there and it just doesn't click with the people. They're just like, huh, bypass. But we can't focus on that. We begin to focus on the people who are ready for the knowledge, for the information, because those are the people that will receive it, that will put it into practice. You know, we can't be chasing black holes to be black holes. Loves because that weak sauce,
no.
Yeah, we can't just sit back. You have to step up, and they have deprived us.
The cleanse basically kind of lower emotions that everyone's been feeling as it's been pushing up to the surface. We're gonna get cleansed. For those who are highly unawakened, this will be a very probably emotional time for them, because it's everything that they haven't wanted to look at. So all their deepest lower frequencies, kind of the state of the planet right now, it's all gonna just come up. It's the final cleansing in a way before we move. The one thing is that the moon in Scorpio is gonna be opposite of Uranus, which is sudden surprises. So there may be a lot of information that comes out and is disclosed, or a lot of kind of ugly truths that people didn't want to face are all going to be present at the full moon. So when Uranus is involved, it's always a shock factor. So there will be some sort of shock, whether it's in your personal life or in political. I'm praying for the fucking disclosure politically, but you know, we'll see how it goes. But as mom's clearing the last of this timeline, as Hope shared, we, you know, came to find out that it was actually a 77,000 year timeline, and a lot of it was because mom has already done this portion many times, so she was kind of like, well, why all of a sudden am I doing 77,000 years? I've been doing the 27,000 year timeline, and
yeah, mom,
it was because a lot of that timeline couldn't be accessed until now of how far back the separation on Earth actually went. So mom had to do the most immediate stuff, and now she's going into the deeper layers. So it always trickles down. So mom goes into the deeper layers of active. And so everybody who's embodying that separation, that illusionary programming, the pretty much the fear programming, those are gonna be the people that get rocked the hardest. So it's probably best that everyone's in quarantine, to be honest. Because with an energy like this, of doing what mom is doing, and a Scorpio full moon and Uranus involved, I can just feel that the collective is going to go through a lot of rocky, kind of chaotic emotions, a lot of things coming out.
Lots
so
of turmoil.
It's probably best stay in your house. I wouldn't go outside.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
And this is going to lead us into the later portions of the month. May is just a really interesting month energetically. So we had the portal, the north node change, we have the full moon, and then later on in the month we have four planets total in retrograde, and we'll get to those as we hit those marks. But when everything goes retrograde, it kind of puts everything at a slowdown, and that usually tells us that there's going to be a lot of energy pushed and a lot that comes up, and then we need the kind of the rest and integration period. So once we get towards the middle of the month and everything starts going retrograde, so we know between now and like a week from now that a lot will happen. And then mom kind of gives everyone a rest and integration period where you actually go more internal to kind of reflect on everything that's happened and let your body integrate and upgrade. So whenever we have a lot of those planets going retrograde, we know that between now and then it's going to be a wild ride. So everyone stay centered. I would highly suggest doing ceremonies today.
Absolutely. Definitely doing ceremonies. Definitely one of those moons where you can finally release and purge all the things that you've been dealing with that keep coming back around, those little things. And it's kind of the once and for all release. Get it out, release it, so we can move forward. Because as we've been sharing, as we keep going, it's all about the embodiment and all of the little programmings and the habits and the behavioral patterns, like all those little niggly bits that we still have that we've been working on, but that also just still come back around. It is the moment to like finally release them so we can truly move into full embodiment after this. And as we, you know, end May, we move into June, and we move into the solstice, shit's gonna get crazy. And the solstice has notoriously been insane, especially the summer solstice. The winter one is kind of a hit or miss. Sometimes it's like very eventful, sometimes it's not, but the summer solstice is always absolutely insane. Basically in training up to the summer solstice. So get everything out that you need to get out, all the little things that keep coming back that you've been working, any of the grief that's been coming up collectively.
Seven stages of grief.
Yeah. Go through it. There's an article on the website about the seven stages of grief. Really important for everyone to go through, because even though we're all excited to go to New Earth, the DNA and the body still grieves the loss of what it had before. Even though none of us want to stay in 3D, there still is a grieving process, because we are leaving everything that we've known before. There are many people that we love that may not make it. That's the reality. So we have to be willing to let go of the attachments and kind of grieve what we all thought we knew, and allow what is the unknown to come in. And that's the biggest key, is we don't know what's going to happen, and we have to be okay with living in that space, because mom is always in that space. And if we're not, then we're constantly kind of diverting the energy. If we allow and we fully are in the unknown and we're like, whatever happens, happens, then mom can push the energy properly, and it allows the unlimited possibilities versus the old paradigm where we're constantly trying to control what's going to happen. Because moving forward, we have absolutely zero control. Mom's got all the control, and if we are in full surrender, mom can do her thing. So let mom do her thing so we can get to fucking New Earth already.
You surrender.
Surrender. So I love you guys, and do your ceremonies. If you need to cry today, highly suggested. And drink lots and lots of water. The water's sweet.
It's gotten sweeter. It's gotten better. The water tastes so good now. You know something's going.
Yeah, you do. So do your ceremonies, drink water, be in a state of surrender. You know, if anything triggers you, it's the day to let it the fuck go. Because as we move on, the energies are going to keep getting more intense. And if we still have those little niggly bits that get triggered, be untriggerable. That is the goal.
Still working on that article?
We're making progress. Evolution has occurred. I love you all.
Love you all. Kaleidal silver, kaleidal gold.
And platinum.
And platinum. Get it.
Get it.
Someone say full moon in Scorpio. No,
Scorpios?
No, a Scorpio.
Scorpion.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
That energy.
Oh my god.
Thank you for our sisters coming forward in this moment. You're so
beautiful. Oh my god.
Ay, 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 chihuahua. Mira, mira, mama's here.
Oh, mama.
Mira, come mama. On, take a look.
Mama, look around for your mama.
She's here, mama, with papa. Goes the weasel.
And I know that people were talking on the stream, and Becky was just saying she's having a hard time, you know, unlearning what the illusion has taught us. And that's going to be a lot of people's test, is how to unravel the illusion for other people. And it is easily explaining that straight up, everything we've been told is a lie. Everything was to keep us dumbed down in society. Everybody that's has found this or done their research and it's led them to mom knows this truth, that we've been lied to.
Yeah.
And when you know the basic details of chemtrails, flora, all on those levels, it's like, okay, if everything around us is a lie, what's real? And why is there religion separation? Why is all of this happening on the planet? Why are we at war with our brothers and sisters? Why do they want us this way? It's not joy. It's not love. Why are we doing this to each other? Mm-hmm. And you can see that everything they've done is to push away the concept of the Divine Mother. Mm-hmm. That thousands of years ago in ancient civilizations, they honored the Divine Mother. And that matriarchies were the ones that was how societies were built off of, the feminine being the leaders. This is all documented, and you can find ancient, if you do basic research on ancient civilizations, you will find that most of them were matriarchies, if not all of them at the time, until the patriarchies, the masculine, started to bicker or fight with each other. They wanted to power over the feminine, and for them it's a lot easier to power over because the feminine are not as strong physically as men, so it was easy to overpower the feminine, and because they thought that they knew better for some reason. And you can see we're in a patriarchal society. The whole illusion is collapsing because it's not real. Other planets that have ascended, every single one really besides Earth and a couple others after this one, but those other planets are even beyond what we are in these moments. Humanity's the last. All of those other planets have feminine in charge. Mom is, of course, the creator of all, and her and father are in charge of everything. But as mom knew that she was going to have to focus on this ascension process, she had to leave feminine leaders in charge to operate these planets, groups of feminine, to make sure that other planets didn't go to shit while she was clearing this. But mm-hmm. she knows they're all in 5D and beyond, that nothing like this, like Earth, was going to happen while she was going through this process. So that's where everybody needs to see, like, the fuckery for what it is, and how confusing the Bible is, how confusing these religions are, that they're allowed to worship false idols. And it's like, look around you.
Hello.
What's society doing? Worshiping false idols. They mm-hmm. worship celebrities, athletes, you know, people of power and position. They mm-hmm. give their energy to people. That's what society is doing, worshiping false idols, putting their energy in people that think they know something, even spiritual gurus. Mm-hmm. If everybody has these different practices and think they know something better than somebody else, it's not oneness. All these people talk about unity, but they all are in separation. So you can start to see the lines being drawn and the truth coming mm-hmm. out, the point where you can start to see the red flags, which is all of society. They want everybody doing the same thing. They want you distracted. They want you watching television and Netflix. They want the feminine and masculine looking the same, doing the same things, focusing on how they look, looking like robots, looking, going to the gym and focusing only on external appearance of mm-hmm. how your body looks and not the soul work. It's so superficial and so surface layer. It's like, if you don't really feel that there's something deeper inside of you besides the way that you look and what you present with your ego mask to society, then you don't get it yet. You don't mm-hmm. see how much they've manipulated you. They've indoctrinated you as children, especially through school. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can, if you know this simple explanation of, like, Christopher Columbus, if you know how big of an asshole that dude really was, and that we still have a holiday celebrating that little bitch, then you should see that there's a fucking problem here, why people are refusing to celebrate these holidays that are dedicated to people that have created more separation, more violence, more killing, and the things that they've omitted so many things from our history books. They have bypassed so many things. You don't get the full truth about all of it. It's basically what the white people in power, the white men, wanted you to know. And that's not how we are operating anymore. You have to ask the hard questions. You have to ask what the fuck is going on. It was simple. There was an article that came out that explained everything when that song by Ariana Grande came out. Mainstream journal, you know, our, like, website, that was like, why did we fall away from society back in the day when they did recognize that God is a woman? Why did we turn away from that? Why did we suppress the feminine? Mm-hmm. Why is it the masculine in power? Why are the feminine barely involved in anything being said when there's such an imbalance on this planet? You can't have it one way or the other. It's both masculine and feminine, but the feminine have been so suppressed and so denied. Of course they don't want you knowing about the Divine Mother. Why the fuck would there only be a father? If there's a father, where is the mother? And nobody questions those things. You just let yourself go in a loop over and over and over again of just being mm-hmm. fed and regurgitated the same things. And that's where it's like, it's getting fucking ridiculous on this planet. You people know what's going on. And it's like, enough people, if you know the basics, like Hillary Clinton took all this money from Haiti and barely built any houses and does all these shady things. Why the fuck are you still supporting her? Why the fuck are some dumbass millennials still thinking this woman is so grand when she's the opposite? All you need to hear is one fucked up thing, let alone what else these people are doing that humanity's gonna find the hard way out. It's like, if you know that one thing, why the fuck did anyone want her to be president? If there was plain in your face research of like all of the fuckery that's happened with the Clinton Foundation, why do you continue to let yourself be bamboozled by this? When you figure out that Barack Obama isn't an American citizen and there is blatant proof that he is not and that he is of the Muslim religion, it's like, why do you continue to bypass and be like, oh, well, it is what it is. Here's the truth, but I don't give a fuck. So it's like, if you don't care that they've been lying to you, deceiving you, and they've been sucking off your energy, then I don't know what to tell humanity at this point, because it's getting very ridiculous. And that's what mom sees. It's like, people not wanting to be loved, choosing a society of separation, isolation, of total war, violence, hatred for one another, separation of colors, of cultures, these different things. She's like, why do you continue this? Why don't you choose love? It's fucking easy. Love everybody. Honor your parents. Love yourself. And society teaches you to fucking hate yourself. Every day they make you wake up and feel like you're not good enough, that your job isn't good enough, that you're not getting the right education, that you'll never done you. Mm-hmm. That's what the society that we're in is, that if you don't do what they say, they isolate you. You know what that sounds like? A fucking cult. If you don't, if you don't do what society wants you to do. And that's not only us say these things. There was a video of this guy from England. He was straight up like, do you understand the word culture? Mm-hmm. Do you see what they're saying here? They're putting it in plain sight that humanity is being run by a cult, mm-hmm. that it is, humanity is becoming and is a cult. Mm-hmm. This is where we're at. They shun you. And just like any of those other religions, like Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, they will shun you. That's what society does. If you don't follow their belief systems and you aren't playing society's rules, they fucking send you. They're like, fuck you. We don't care. You are deemed crazy, psychotic, that they don't care. Your family shuns you. Your friends don't want to be around you. People will be like, well, doesn't that sound like you guys? And it's like, mom's like, if you don't feel into this, if you don't feel the full truth that is pouring out of my heart, go ahead. Go out there and be a part of society that doesn't give a fuck about you. She's like, go find out for yourself that this isn't real. This is unity. This is true oneness. Everybody co-creating together. Everybody having the same gifts and abilities as mom. Not society. Not mom ever telling you that you're not good enough. Mom's like, I love everybody. Everybody is important. Everybody has a role. Society tells you that that's not the case, that you have to be a certain way, have a certain education to fit into their bubble. Mm-hmm. And mom's like, I don't fucking care about that shit. Fuck cabal land, fuck schooling. You graduated high school, you didn't, you went to college. I don't care, I fucking love you. Just be fucking love. Mm. Society doesn't teach you that. Mom is here to break that mold. Right. And if you see that as a cult, then you are in actually in humanity's cult, because you can't accept that we are all equal. Nobody is higher, nobody is lower. You can see society, how the elites have robbed us. You have a whole small group of little people here reporting all the money for everybody. And there's mom here being like, I want it for everybody. Mm-hmm. I run by a fucking dumbass cult that wants us to suffer, be in fear, pain, and suffering, to scare us, to do all these things to keep us dumbed down. They don't give a fuck about you. Why are you backing them up? Why are you continuing to support a system that literally doesn't care if you die, if you live, if you have kids, whatever? They're still sucking off you. They'll take right from you and they'll continue to do it. They don't care about you. Why do people keep feeding this dead system? Why do you keep beating a dead fucking horse over and over again? It ain't gonna work. It showed us time and time again. The economy keeps crashing. Guess what? That should be a sign to everybody that it ain't fucking working. It keeps going down. It keeps all of these things. It's the same thing with Trump. Why are we sitting there letting ourselves be full of hate to hate somebody? Why the fuck do you think they're doing this? To create deep hatred instilled in you. They want you hating Trump. Great, you're feeding their fucking system. You're giving them energy while you hate on Trump for trying to save the children, to try to save your dumb ass from this fucking cult that is running this planet and that no longer has power. And he's trying to get everybody to see the fucking light and see that humanity, you are the assholes. You have treated this planet with disrespect. You don't give a fuck about anything that's going on. And Trump will mirror that back to you, just like mom will. It's enough is enough. We have to keep moving forward. And if you don't get it, you will be left behind. Done.
Simple as that. Get him. Drop that mic. I wanted to read a channeling by Daniel Scranton. It is the 90 Arcturian Council, the mini event, the mini shift. Greetings, we are the Arcturian Council. We are pleased to connect with all of you. We have been noticing the effects that have been pouring into support humanity, and we have been very impressed by how many are opening themselves up to receive healing at this time. Whenever someone is told that there is no pill, procedure, or surgery that can help them, they suddenly become more open to the healing energy that is all around them. This usually happens because when a person gives up, when they lose all hope, they also let go of all of the resistance and they were holding on to regarding their illness and their affliction. Therefore, sometimes being told that there is no cure is actually the best news that a person can get, because that healing energy that they could let in will do much more than just address the symptoms or the virus. That healing energy, when allowed to flow, will include so much more that will benefit the recipient. And what that more is depends on the individual in question. There is so much more that you as a human collective have been asking for. And those of us in the higher realms have been looking for ways to sneak in the energies that would serve you the most. When someone finds themselves in a situation where they are ready to give up, and that is also when the person lights up to the helpers in this universe. Those of us who live to give, we are looking for whatever cracks you leave open to deliver all that you have been asked. We know that you are never before. All of the beings in the galaxy know that Earth is significant. We all know those of you who have been incarnating on Earth are the key to starting this ripple effect throughout the galaxy and then the universe. And that is why so many want help. But none of us can force that help upon you. We must wait for you to be ready to let it in. And when you do, it will always be a spectacular sight to see. So much energy flooding to all the places you will all need to go. And then we get to see the real show when you start taking what you have received and creating, building the life that you want to live and the earth you want to inhabit. That's why this time that you are in the right now is the mini event. It is the mini shift. You're not only awakening in greater numbers than usual, but you are also receiving and taking what you receive to create a better reality for all. We are the Arcturian Council, and we have enjoyed connecting with you.
Get him, Daniel. Let him know.
All these sources from all different people. We don't even know these people, but we're all speaking the same story, mother's story. So let it resonate, let it penetrate your every being, your every atom. Command your atoms into right action. Cut cords with everything and everyone, and reattach all your energetic cords to everything that is pure, whole, true, real, magical, synchronistic events, and God's divine plan. Hallelujah. I am my greatest, grandest version.
Yeah, if anyone's just sucking off, you cut energy cords and move along. If you frequently cut your energy, the people in your life that slowly fade away because they're not real. So it is a good energy technique if you ever feel drained or tired, especially if you have to go out into 3D land for anything. Always cut your energy cords. It's a very good practice to integrate into your everyday life. Mom says she does it every day. She's like, I cut cords every fucking day. Every day. So mom's doing it. She's on to something, man. She's God. So she better be doing something. And it's just, it's funny that everybody is starting to feel something on the collective level, and a lot of it that's coming up is fear-based, and that they are trying to scare us away. This is their last-ditch attempt, and this is something that we've talked about many times on the live stream and through, articles and what we've shared, is that they're going the last attempt by the cabal, just like how people have felt attacked in their dreams or anything like that. The last thing that they can do to you is instill false fear. That's just vaccinations and wearing the mask and telling you that you can't go into a store because you're not wearing a mask. It's all fear-based. They want you in fear. They want you scared. When again, the tools, and they're being suppressed right now because other beings have done the research about colloidal silver, about colloidal gold. There is straight up research where they sprayed colloidal silver onto viruses such as the coronavirus, and it was destroyed within a couple hours. 90% destroyed within an hour of being sprayed on the surface. So these researches again are suppressed. They are bypassed because they don't want you to be happy. They want you doing your things, you know, in what they want. And the only thing they can get you with is, again, fear that isn't even real. They want you so scared that you're not leaving your house, that you don't know what to do. You're just scared for your life. You're scared to interact. You're scared to be around people. You're in separation. And it's at this point where if you know that you are safe, if you are protected by natural medicine and the things that you were taking, those fears would be gone. If everybody knew about these healing techniques, there would be no more fear and everyone would just be going back to their day-to-day life, you know, starting to get back and interacting and realizing that the answers are never going to be in 3D structures. It's never going to be through vaccines. It's never going to be through going to a hospital or following society's rules. And people are starting to break out of that, but they're doing it for the wrong reason. It's not because, yes, they're feeling suppressed by the government from state to state, but it's also because they're spinning because they need to make resources and on a 3D level. And if they knew the truth, if anyone had even researched what was going on behind the scenes while we were in quarantine, they would be revolting against the fucking cabal. And they'd be like, get these people the fuck out. But instead they're spinning and revolting because they want to go back to work. So the imbalance is still there. It's that who's fucking taking their money and making it hard to get abundance and making your job so minimum wage that you struggle to feed your family. It's the fucking cabal.
Yeah, it's so sophisticated that the slaves want to be slaves, right? That's, we get it though. You have to feed your family. You got to put food on the table. That's how they got you, because they know you're going to need these things to survive. So they charge you a large bill for it, whether it's your electricity bill, your mortgage payment, all of that stuff. It's designed to keep you enslaved. So flip it. You have to surrender and let it go. And the answers will come to you. You will know what you got to do because you're being divinely guided by God. And right now, because you are here on this live stream, congratulate yourself. These are the steps that you are moving in the right direction towards love, towards service to others. So we encourage you, we challenge you. Take the next step. Take that leap of faith. Write your ego death ceremony and connect with your spiritual family. Because you don't have to do this alone. Mom's done all the hard parts. Now we just have to help manifest it into reality, into the physical form. So let's get on it. Let's go have some fun. So many activities.
Oh my God. So many. Oh my God, so many things you can do to serve love. And with everything that was said today, as we are evolving through this portal, it is crucial that everybody continues to level up. So that is why, of course, that we have created new sessions to get trained for other people, because we know this big wave of awakening is happening. We need more people to be able to do sessions across this planet, because we can't, like I said, we can only speak, there's only one person in this house that's bilingual, it's Buddha, and he speaks fucking Spanish. So great, you know, a little bit, great. Okay, not even full amount, just a little bit. Kind of, a little bit. So we don't have people that speak English. So we know a lot of cultures, they speak multiple languages, and usually English is one of them. However, there is a language block. So if anybody speaks another language, and you don't have to be an ambassador, but it's up to you guys. But that is why we're putting out the call, so that people can spread this message, that you guys can have the confidence to speak to your family, to your friends, to put it out there that you're doing spiritual sessions, so that if they trust and confide in you, that they will come to you first, and then you can lead them to mom. So it'll all come full circle, but definitely speaking multiple languages will be very beneficial to us across the planet. So if anybody speaks a language, we would love to train you. And even if you just speak English, it'll be great to train you so that you can put it out there, so that if people, your family, your friends, your loved ones, their friends, if they trust you to do and speak to them, that you're able to do that, that you can say that you're certified in a way to do spiritual sessions. And of course, the co-creation is huge. Everybody has something big to bring to the table, ideas, visions, whatever you feel, any products. If you would like to sell products where you are to set it up, I love Deanna so much. She's setting up a place in her house, her dining room, to create a space so people can see products. I mean, I had to hold myself back from crying yesterday hearing how much she loves mom and how much she knows we know that she
so
loves
grateful.
Mom.
I love you.
And it was just so powerful that if a couple people started to do those things, if you opened up your heart to connect and be, you know, an outlet to give to mom, that you can set up something for you in your house to get people on these products, and that everything goes back to mom and she gives more to you. She'll give you people to do sessions. She'll give you people that are going to purchase the products. We're always working on equal energy exchange and what's fair for everybody involved, the greater good. And that's only possible with mom. So anything that you guys want to co-create, new products, new ideas, new sessions, if you guys want to do a specific type of session, if you have any ideas of how to include any of your, you know, your niches or what you enjoy to the table, please do it. Because this is where everybody has to step up. We cannot force you to come into your divinity. You have to choose it. You have to choose your own divinity. We cannot force you. You have to want to co-create with God. Just like us, we want to. So we're here in the present moment of now. So anything that anybody has, even if it sounds ridiculous to your ego, put it out there. Message somebody, let them know that you have this idea, because to the ego it may sound stupid and that we would never do something like that, but to mom it's brilliance. So please check out the website for all of the healing tools to benefit your body, the colloidal silver, gold, and platinum. We've heard amazing things with the platinum so far. You don't need that much to have life-changing results, so please, and if anyone's tried it, I know people have gotten it this week. And as time moves forward, if anybody would like to write a testimonial or share, it'd be greatly, greatly appreciated. And other things there to bring you joy directly from mom and things that she likes. We have now masculine candles and masculine scented things on the site. So there's, now we're starting to get that balance in there, man. We need the feminine, the masculine.
I have something beautiful to share too. Yesterday, one of our family members had a really great idea of who wants to help build the crystal schools, because we've always talked about, oh, you know, donate, you know, let's get a building or whatever, but who wants to like help put the volunteer work in to help us co-create with for the crystal schools, the children, as we've said before, are so important. And you know, I know a lot of you have children. Send those children to school with all these little nuggets in their lunchbox so they can go spread the love to all their friends and their friends' parents. So feel into that. And I love you guys. Love you, mama.
Yeah, definitely. There's something, everybody's capable of bringing something to the table. We're all capable, we're all powerful. So just always keep that in your heart. And of course, we will be back at 4 p.m. for Father's live stream. And we will be back on this live stream tomorrow morning. We love you guys so much. Thank you for watching.
And before we go, calling all you carpenters out there, all you construction workers, all you cement layers, all you roofers, everyone who knows how to build. You've been trained for this your whole life.
Yep.
Let's build something together. Let's build something significant for the children, for love,
all for mama.
Hallelujah. Let's do this. Bring your nails, bring your hammer, bring your tools, and let's have some fun. Let's co-create heaven on earth.
Oh, yeah.
Love you.
We love you guys. We'll see you at 4 p.m. Woo-hoo! Love your mama. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Love has won. Na, 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 na.
Hey.
Na, 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 na.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Love has won.
Love you.
Love you, mama.
Holiday. Book your session. Stop a message. Count your blessings.